Thank you for being everybody. Okay, we've waited a long time to get to this mitzvah. Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So I'm going to do this in two parts. The first part is going to have one presentation. The second part might have many. So the first one is going to be the mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lamed aleph. And the chinuch treats that in just a matter of a few pages. Second one is mitzvah lamed bet, which is all of the negative commandments of Shabbos. And the Sefer HaChinuch has a section for each one of the 39 melachos. So my intention is to say some kind of a small little chiddush about each one of the 39 melachos, and perhaps since very few of us are probably plowing or harvesting on a regular basis, we'll try to give some more modern or more common examples of each one of the melachos. But today is a different topic. Today is Zachor, which is to remember something. The Torah mentions remembering things in a number of different ways, and you can only tell me pi hashmua, from a rabbinic interpretation, what Zachor means in one context that might be different from another context. For instance, the Torah tells us to remember what God did to Miriam in the desert. The Torah also says to remember that he took us out of Egypt. The Torah tells us to remember Shabbos. The Torah tells us to remember how we angered God in the desert. The Torah tells us that we should remember Mamad Har Sinai and take good care of ourselves so we don't forget. Right? And the Torah tells us to remember what Amalek did to us. No two of these things have the same manifestation as far as the halacha is concerned. Okay? Zechor Eis Asher Asolcha Amalek is something we do publicly only once a year. Zechor Eis Asher Iktzavto Hashem Elokecha Bamidbar. According to most poskim, most commentaries, we don't do that at all. There's a chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Omrim that Parshas Parah is a Doraisa. And you read Parshas Parah because the Medrash says that Parah Duma comes as Kapara for the Egel. And it wouldn't be right, it would be a little shameful to take out the Egel itself to read, to remember how he angered God in the desert. So instead we read about the Parah Duma, the Kapara. Get it? Okay, that's an interesting Kiddush. What about Miriam? Is there a mitzvah to remember what Hashem did to Miriam? According to Ramban, there is. The Rambam and the Chinuch do not count that as one of the 613 mitzvahs, but the Ramban does. The Ramban, it's a daily mitzvah to remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Okay? Now, some people say this every day. It's called the Sheish Zechiros. Anybody listening to these words now say it? Anybody? I used to when I was younger, but it made it too regular. Right? What good is once a year taking out Mechias Amalek, if I'm saying it every day? Okay, there are some svaras like that. I found a big Lechem Chamudos in the fifth parak in Brachas. It's a parish to the Rosh. He says that, the Gemara says, if you say Halal each and every day, it's like Macharif Megadev. And the Lechem Chamudos says, because you're cheapening Halal. And you're saying Lolanu Hashem Lolanu every day. You shouldn't be saying all that stuff every day. Some things should not be said every day. Interesting that the Ramban also says that the mitzvah of Zechor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is daily. Not weekly, but daily. Every day we have a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. How do we fulfill that? How do we fulfill that today?
Yom.
Correct. Hayom Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos. Going to the Ramban is a fulfillment of a Torah law. Interesting. It didn't have to be Dafka saying that parak in Tehillim, but every time we remember each day, okay, Shabbos is 3 days from now, Shabbos 2 days from now. It's interesting that in the Gemara, it's Hillel who says you don't have to every single day put aside something for Shabbos. Have faith that God will send you something better. It's Shammai who says that every day you find something, put it aside for Shabbos, even if it's Sunday. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Rambam paskins that way, that all week you should put aside your best things for Shabbos. Right? So every day there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Shabbos, it's easy to remember Shabbos. I'm wearing special clothes, I'm donning special special davenes, tefillos. I'm in shul longer. I'm in meeting longer. Right? So it's easy to remember Shabbos when it's Saturday. Real challenge is to remember Shabbos when it's Wednesday. Okay, so I gave you all the different shitos of what Zachor means. And when it comes to the Aseres HaDibros, there's not one who disagrees with this, is that Shabbos has more than one mitzvah. Right? So don't ever call it the Ten Commandments. We did that already. You may call it the Decalogue or the Aseres HaDibros, but no one ever refers to this, the what we're in the middle of now, as Aseres HaMitzvos. No one counts ten mitzvahs here. Okay? The fourth Dibra has at least two mitzvahs. Okay. So how do you remember something, right? If tonight is kind of special, right? The beer we pour must say something more. Remember that commercial? Right? When you show something is special by drinking something. Right? Okay, so that's why we drink something at a bris, at a pidyon haben, at a wedding, right? We're always drinking wine to commemorate and to bring about the sanctity of something. At a wedding, at an erusin, at a nisuin, it's all over the place, right? So it stands to reason that if I want to sanctify Shabbos, so zochreyu al hayayin b'chnisoso uv'yitziyoso, says the Gemara in Pesachim. Remember Shabbos with wine when it comes in and when it goes out. Kiddush and Havdalah. So if you look at the title of the Sefer HaChinuch, he doesn't say it quite that way. He just says, Mitzvahs Kiddush Shabbos Bidvorim. You have to express that Shabbos is a holy day. And that manifests itself in a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And that Brachat Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, is found in Shmoneh Esrei, and it's found in Kiddush. Now, we say the Shmoneh Esrei first, right? So if you daven Maariv, you've already fulfilled your Torah law of the Kadesh HaShabbos Bedvarim. Very famous question that brought out by Rabbi Kiveger and others. So it should be the women who make Kiddush when we get home. Because women have to keep all the mitzvos of Shabbos just as much as men do. Women are just as much chayav in Lechem Mishnah, Shalosh Shudas, whenever you wish, Kiddush now. Well, Havdalah is a machlokas because of the Limud. The Limud, which is also found in the third parak in Brachos, is Kol sheyeshno b'mitzvos as lo saseh, yeshno b'mitzvos saseh. Since women are also involved in the negative commandments of Shabbos, Atah Uvincha Uvitecha, so too are women chayavos in all the positive commandments of Shabbos. This points to a difference between Sukkos and Pesach, right? Sukkos, women are not chayavos in the mitzvos asay of Sukkos, right? Women are not chayavos in Sukkah and in Lulav and Esrog. But they are chayavos in matzah, maror, sipur yetzias mitzrayim, dal kosos. Now there you have a separate svara called avhein hayu ba'uso anes. Tosfos asks, why do you need that svara? Tepuk lei, kol she yeshno belosasei, yeshno ba'asei. And the losasei of Pesach doesn't mean the losasei of melacha. No, if that were the case, Sukkos also has a losasei of melacha. Women should have been chayav in Sukkah and Lulav and Esrog. No, what's the extra losasei of Pesach that doesn't exist by Sukkos?
Chametz.
So since women are also chayavos not to have chametz, so they're chayavos in the positives of Pesach, matzah, maror, sipur, etc. Okay? So we return to our question. If women are chayavos in Kiddush because they're chayavos in the losaseis, well, she yeshna b'shomar, yeshna b'zochar, that if women are chayavos, so why is it that men make Kiddush? A man who sits down at the table is chayav midrabanan to make Kiddush on wine. He already made Kiddush in his Shmoneh Esrei. He already said he fulfilled mitzvahs Kiddush Shabbos Bidvarim. So the answer that Rabbi Kiva gives is that when the women bench lech, they fulfill. That's also Zechor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshah. Okay. Another eitzah is that a woman should also daven ma'ariv when at home, so she's on the same level as her husband. Okay. Some say that even this is the famous lumdus of this tshuva, is that some say that you're just saying good Shabbos when you walk in is the choras yom Shabbos the kadosh, which is why some people refrain from saying good Shabbos on Friday. If you hear they say good ner of Shabbos. If that is a thing, it's only after plaga mincha. That's true. Don't say good Shabbos after plaga mincha. Because if this Chuvas Rabbi Kibeger is correct, then just saying good Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos of sorts. For us, it's like saying the last line of L'chadodi or Mizmoshili or Mashabbos. That's why we bring in the Avelim at that time if they're sitting Shiva. Shiva's over now, it's Shabbos. It's over for now. Right? So if just saying good Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos, then you have to be careful, because once Plaga Mincha sets in, if you haven't davened mincha yet, maybe you can't daven mincha anymore once you say good Shabbos. Right? Okay, if you say baruch on Friday, you can't daven mincha anymore. Unless you have specific kavana not to mekabel Shabbos. Okay, so let's read. Everybody see? Did everybody get what Camille, did you get it?
What are you reading from?
1 second.
The mitzvah lamed aleph in the chinuch, 22 pages. Mm-hmm. He says the daber dvorim biyom Shabbos b'achnasaso v'chein b'tziyaso, shiye b'hem zecher gedulas hayom. Okay, so you should all remember and speak words that express and demonstrate in the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. So what's the Kiddush in the middle of Shabbos about? What's that doing there? So
remember by day, remember by night, remember by day?
Yeah, a few things. Is that the Kiddush on Friday night is because it's b'chnisaso. You have to make Kiddush when Shabbos comes. But if you for whatever reason, I'm not sure how this can ever manifest itself, or if anyone you or anyone you know ever had this problem, where you can only either make Kiddush Friday night or Shabbos during the day, which do you choose?
Friday night.
First one. You always choose the first one.
Yeah, that's a Tshuvas HaRadbaz. That does fit into this discussion. Always choose the first one. Even if the second one is more important. Right? If you hear the Tshuvas HaRadbaz is, I'm getting off on so many tangents. The Tshuvas HaRadbaz is, someone was told by a doctor, if you fast Tzom Gedalia, you probably won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Should he fast on Tzom Gedalia? And he said, yes. You take care of today. A week from now, you'll worry a week from now. Well, that's what he said. Okay. All right, so there is that argument to always do the first one, okay? And full disclosure, if someone neglected to do the first Kiddush, like if you're so totally exhausted that you said, okay, at 7 o'clock I'll take a nap, I'll wake up at 8 o'clock and go to Mincha tomorrow night, and then you slept through the night, woke up at 6 in the morning, it's daylight. The Kiddush you make Shabbos during the day should be Asher Kiddushah Mitzvah Shabbat Zavanu V'Shabbat Kod Shabbat V'Avatzon Nikonon Yizikaron Amasei V'Rishis Kiyom Tzachim Mekir Kodesh. But not by Echulu. Not by Echulu is only Friday night. That you can understand, right? But that you say the whole Kiddush, the long Kiddush, right? The answer is because it says Zechores Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Daytime mitzvahs, usually, if it's done by day and night, the day mitzvah usually is considered more important. Okay? If it's done day and night. There aren't too many. Mikra Megillah is another example. If someone can only either hear the Mikra Megillah at night or by day, do the day one. Okay? All right, So b'chnisaso uv'yitziyaso. When Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out. So why is it? You ever hear of a boba mitzvah? What's going to happen, Camille? You ever hear what happens if you drink the Havdalah wine? What happens to
that? That well, you won't have children, or you're going to grow hair, or you're going to grow a mustache.
Right. You grow hair, you grow a beard or a mustache, right?
I'll take that.
Yeah. Some say you won't have children.
That's sort of the, you know, something the same. It's like you'll start to have male features. What is that? Where does that come from? It's a boba mitzvah. So it's what it comes from is that the limud that women are chayavos on the positive commandments of Shabbos, even though they're time bound, is this din kol sheyeshno belo saseh shel Shabbos, namely shamor or lo taseh kol melacha, yeshno ba'aseh shel Shabbos. Question is that certainly applies to Kiddush. That's Bechnisa. So it's read the words of the Chinuch. He says, the Be'er Dvorim B'Yom Shabbos, during Shabbos. Because when Shabbos starts, it's Shabbos. When Shabbos ends and you make Havdalah, it's obviously not Shabbos. You have to do something in Havdalah that must be after Shabbos. Right? So when Havdalah is being made, it's no longer Shabbos. So I'm not sure if the klal kol she'eshno b'lo saseh yeshno ba'aseh applies to Havdalah like it applies to Kiddush.
But it says b'tchiyaso b'tchiyaso. You're equating them. How can they equate? If what you're saying is correct, then how can they be equated?
Howard, I'm going to prove that your question is absolutely correct. I'm just saying that because of the suffix that this discussion created, the certain boba mindsets came about to discourage women from making Havdalah. So always try to hear it from a man. But if push comes to shove and a woman doesn't have a man around, of course you should make Havdalah, precisely because of your question. Shagisari has a big tshuva making exactly your point, Howard. That was your point, right?
Yeah.
That Havdalah shares all the same dinim as Kiddush. In fact, the Shagisaria uses that very point in his proof that Kiddush on wine is a fulfillment of a Drabbanon. Kiddush on wine is never a fulfillment of a Torah law. And there's a fascinating proof of it, because if Kiddush on wine was a Torah law, but Dafka on wine, how could you ever have a Nazir? Right? You can't make a neder to violate the Torah. All right, but that's a klutz kashim itself. You can make kiddush on challah. Right? The nozi would have to make kiddush on challah.
I thought that's only Friday night.
You can make kiddush on Shabbos
during the day. You can make it on challah.
Yeah, if you didn't have one. And Havdalah, you can always make on Chama Medina.
Right.
So the point is that the reason why the Shagizari says this is because, have you familiar with the Gemara in the fourth parak in Brachas that says that Havdalah should be on wine, but when the Jews became very poor, they decided no longer to have Havdalah on wine. They relied on just Havdalah, that's Tachanun Tanu. And then when they got rich again, they made a Tachanun to make Kiddush on wine. So the Shagisarius proves from here that they would never, you never hear anyone say, when they got rich, then they decided they're going to shake Luv and Esrog. When they got poor, they said, no, no, Luv and Esrog is too expensive. Tefillin is too expensive. No, no, mezuzah is too expensive. Let's stop them. Who ever heard of such a thing? Where is there ever a Gemara in Shas that says, we don't do a mitzvah because it's Adrab, it's a Gemara in Ksuvus. You have to expend yourself till 20% in the performance of a mitzvah, saseh. Where do we see this kind of ruling? Right, unless the whole ikar of the din is drabbanon, then the drabbanon can play around if it's drabbanon. You can't change around Torah laws, right? At least not to that kind of extent. Okay, all right. So we've established that making kiddush on wine is a, even though it looks like a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, women are chayavos on it. And that their kiddush, if you will, can be the just saying the Shabbos or lighting the candles on Friday night. Okay. All right, so the Chinuch cites this Shagasare, and one additional Gemara is in Daf Dalid in Maseches Nazir. The Gemara asks point blank, does a Nazir make Kiddush on wine? So you would know if that's an exception. You would never, but we know, yeah, the Gemara is Nusach. The Rabbeinu Tam's Nusach of the Gemara, it's the top line of Daf Dalet Amud Beis in the Maseches Nazir, is of course not. V'chimush bava omid meher Sinai hu? Does it, you recognize that Lashon? V'chimush bava omid meher Sinai hu? Did any Jew ever take an oath at Har Sinai to make Kiddush on wine? That's the Lashon that we know. We talked about that a few weeks ago when we talked about we all took an oath at Har Sinai to perform the mitzvahs. So did anybody ever take an oath at Har Sinai to make Kiddush on wine? No, it's a Drabbanan. No oaths at Har Sinai and Drabbanans. So the answer to the question of the Gemara is, of course a Nazir doesn't make Kiddush on wine. Right? Okay, so v'hinei das harav ha-mechaber, this is the Beis on the second page, k'das harav ha-perk chavtes halacha aleph, d'gam havdola hi min ha-Torah, ayin sham barav ha-magin. V'yesh shito sovrim d'havdola hu rak mid-rabbanan. Okay, all right, the Chinuch and the Rambam hold, that seems to hold Pashut, that to make Kiddush and havdola on wine or in Chamar Medina is a fulfillment of a Torah law. Okay. Now, what did we mean when we say there's a mitzvah ledaber dvarim about how holy Shabbos is? It's a mitzvah ledaber dvarim. Right? So this opens up a very interesting discussion. If you look at the Gimel, please, Nusach HaKiddush. V'da'ad ha-mitzvah min ha-Torah l'daber dvarim shel kavod hayom kol echad v'fi tzachos l'shono avon nusach ha-kiddush eino min ha-Torah v'zeh tiknu anshe knesses ha-gedola k'mavur b'brachas perakein omdin. Right, it says anshe knesses ha-gedola tiknu brachos u'tfilos ha-kiddushin, right? Okay. For this, you might want to go to the seventh parak in Maseches Sota called Eilu Ne'amarin, where the Gemara talks about various nuscha'os of what appears in the Torah and things that we are supposed to say to fulfill certain rules. Right? The Torah has a rule. The Kohanim should get up and bless the people. So I ask you, prove from the Torah itself, one way or another, in this question I'm about to ask you. In what way should the Kohanim bless the people? Can they get up there and traditionally move their hands like this and say, you should have naches from the kindalach, you should have brachas for hodos, and yeshuos for the chamos, and you know, make up a nice nusach. No, so it says, get up and bless them.
Was they called tibarku with bnei
Did? Yeah, yeah. That's actually the template of the Gemara, is that when you see the word ko or kocha, this is what you should say to a man who doesn't want to build up his brother's household. Oh, that kocha is a template. That means that the people standing by a chalitza, they have to say exactly those words in the Torah. Right? When the Torah gives you an actual nusach of something, if it's a ceremony, if it's ceremonial, then you must say it in Hebrew exactly as it appears. If it's something where the person needs to actually know what's said, what is heard, what is being told, then the Gemara allows for it to be in another language if necessary. Why is this in Maseches Sota? Because the Torah says, now before she takes a drink, tell her this, and let her say that, and then you say this. So I wonder, can that be in any language? Of course it better be, if she doesn't speak Hebrew. She has to know what she's hearing. You get it? Okay. A good way to remember is in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, There are two mitzvahs that tell us, now say this when you do the mitzvah. First one is, Howard?
Bikurim.
Mikra Bikurim. Right? We were just doing that today. Mikra Bikurim. And the second one is called Vidui Meiser. Mikra Bikurim is you lay down the Bikurim, say, Arami Obey Aviv, and Mitzrayim, and say, Ma'ot, right? Second one is Vidui Meiser, where you have to make a proclamation every 3 years, right? The fourth year and the Shemitah year. After year 1, 2, and 3, and after the year 4, 5, and 6. So that would be year 4 and year 6 on the Erev Pesach. And you have to declare, does it sound familiar? Asisi kechol asher tzidi soni, lo achalti ba'oni, dibarati uka asisi kol, right? Well, that kind of stuff. Ashkifim imam kachecha, varechas, right? So, which one of these do you think must be in Hebrew, and which is like more ceremonial, and which one that you better the person saying it better know what he's saying, otherwise it's like nonsense.
Be doing
right the vidui meiser, you better say it in any language. So the Gemara there says in the seventh paragraph Sota that vidui meiser say in the language you understand. If you're not so good at Hebrew, say it in your language. But Mikra Bikurim, all right, even if you don't know what it means, just say it, because it's a ceremony, right? A Kohen who doesn't know a word of Hebrew still has to phonetically say the words, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, right? Because there it says, Ko Tivarchu is B'nai Yisrael, so Ko, Kocha, right? So that's the question here. What makes Kiddush? The bracha, it can't be the bracha on wine, because the bracha on wine is itself the Rabbanan. It's the Ke'en Doraisa, the bracha is Birchas Hanen, and the rabbis set up to behave like Doraisas, but still, no bracha is ever ma'akev like that. The bracha on wine itself is the Rabbanan. So how can the bracha on wine be a Doraisa? So, all right, but it's like Ke'en Doraisa. The nusach of benching is not in the Torah, is it? And we hold that benching is fulfilling the Torah law. So this is the famous answer of the Kesef Mishnah to the Rambam's problem. The Rambam says that davening every day fulfills a Torah law. What's the pasuk in the Torah that teaches that?
L'avdo
b'chol levavchem. Serve God with all your heart. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is in big trouble with that. Well, in fairness to the Rambam, because there's a Gemara in Tainus that says, Ezu yavod of Shabalev habet tefillah. And it's a Sefreya on the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. But the real problem with the Rambam is that there are Mishnayos all over Shas, especially in Brachas and Megillah, that outright say that tefillah is Drabanan. Kriyat Shema is listed with benching. Shmoneh Esrei, davening is listed with Brachas before eating. For one being Durabana, one being Duraisa. So why does the Rambam say that davening is a Torah law when there are Mishnayos all over Shas that consider it Durabana outright? That's Mishnayos. The Gemaras say so outright.
Well, the text is Durabana, not the...
That's it, yeah. The text makes it is Durabana. The idea to daven, make up your own words. That's Duraisa. So that when we have a din that says you can't eat before davening, What's the din of davening that gives you a heter to eat? So the answer is say modani lefanecha. Say ribono shel olam, I'm having a very important doctor's appointment today. Please help the doctor do the right thing and guide his hand. And you know, I'm having a surgery today. Please guide the surgeon's hand. That then you've just davened doraisa. You asked for say made a bakasha, you made a hodah, you made a shevach. So all these things make it feel a doraisa. What you say, now that becomes a drabana. Anshe Knesset Gedola worked on that. So Anshe Knesset Gedola worked on Kiddush. The Chazon Ish's Kiddush during the day was Savri, Berchot Hashem, Gimel Cholom, Brei Pergofen. Right? He didn't say any introductory psukim. In Shul, I say a lot of psukim because my wife is always, you know, coming slowly down the steps. By the time she gets in, I'm finished with all the psukim. And it's good to know those psukim in Yeshayahu. They're good. They're great psukim about Shabbos. It's an Haftarah of Yom Kippur. So, the reason for this, the Chazon Ish said, is because on Friday night, the Iker Kiddush are those psukim that Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misaki. But on Shabbos morning, the Ikur Kiddush is the bracha. So if you say, if you introduce Kiddush in the morning during the day, like you do at night, some people might make the erroneous, draw the erroneous conclusion that just as Friday night the introductory psukim are the Ikur, so too maybe Shabbos day the introductory psukim are the Ikur, and they'll lose the forest for the trees. All right? Okay. So, but here is the question, though. If the two Kiddushes are equal, why don't we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day? And why do we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night?
Because that's when it happened at night. It started at night.
Yeah, that's an answer the Gemara in Daf Tes gives about why we have to do something Smichas Geula L'Tfila at night, which really introduces a marvelous question over the different minhagim of saying v'shamru, right? V'shamru in shul on Friday night. If any of you have ever been to Israel over a Shabbos, you know that they don't say that in Israel. Not the Sfardim and not the Ashkenazim. Very few. It might be a tzibur here and there, but very few places in Israel, because it was the minhag gra not to say it. Because the gra felt that on Friday night, even though Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara, we still have a din of Smichas Geula Tefila. Right? Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and not to have any interruptions before davening that's not found in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions Ashkimeinu. Okay, so we'll say Ashkimeinu. Right? What about Kaddish? The Gemara does not talk about Kaddish on Friday night. The Machzav Vitri, to my understanding, is the oldest discussion of treating what that Kiddush is, what that Kaddish is doing. Because Tosfos and Daf Dalet says that the Kaddish is, and the Tamei Ben Yona, that the Kaddish that we say on at night in Maariv is for the Psukim we say. The Psukim, Baruch Hashem Olam Amin V'Amein, you know, there's like a lot of Psukim that we say from in Tehillah. So Psukim need a Kaddish, like in Mincha, you say Ashrei, you need a Kaddish. So Kaddish in the morning before Shemona Esrei. Right? Musaf and Mincha have an Ashrei. So, okay, Psukim, we'll say Kaddish. Psukim and Maariv, okay, we'll say Kaddish. But what about the people who don't say those Psukim? What's that Kaddish doing? So the Machzav Vitri explains that the Kaddish in Maariv is like a Geula Arichta. It's a continuation of the Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. How? Because it says, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, L'Om Me'el Mayot. Tosis, by the way, disagrees with this whole Mahalach. It says, Yehi Shmei Rabba means may the name of God, Yud-Hei, be made bigger. God's name is Yud-Hei and the Vav and the Hei, so it's shortened to just Yud and then Hei by the evil in the world. So we want to make it bigger. Yod al Kes Ka, so it gets bigger. So God's name is made great, then we know we'll be in the Messianic Age. So that's already a Geula Richta. It's not an interruption. Tosfos in the fourth parak gives another svar. He says, Tfilas Aris is Rishus. You don't need to be so much Geula Tfila. But no. Daf Dalet Tosfos doesn't like that svar. Even if Tfilas Aris is Rishus, and how do we know it's Rishus? Because there's no Shmones, there's no Chazaras Hashatz. We still have to be so much Geula Tfila. So Camila's question is that at night there was also, we also left each power, gave us permission to leave at night. That explains why someone might not say the shamru in order to be somech geula tefila at night, like during the day. But it doesn't explain why not have Yetzias Mitzrayim during the day. Okay, let's take a look. So at hey.
The Kiddush of Friday night and Shabbos morning are completely different. The emphasis of Shabbos, you know, is Friday night, is Mekadesh HaShabbat, which goes back to maybe Achodesh Zelachem. It talks about, you know, it's all related creation. To what?
Creation.
It goes back to the creation, but also Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim is a connection between, you know, what? Shabbos wasn't first celebrated in Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
All right.
The Arba Sivlo Samu. right? So he said, you know, if you look at the hay, he deals with this. He goes, "Bename of war, but psachim kufit zayin the day." Zamar bacha by Yaakov. Tzarach lahaskir yitzias mitzrayim bekibush hayom. Ksiv hocha lamaan tizkor es yom tiz chamei tzutam kol yichayecho. Ksiv hasam tzucho es yom ha-shabbos. Vein cholek al mem razu, pashut yuhum in ha-torah. Ubalo is kir yitzias mitzrayim lo yotza klal. Kivin dinil mad mitzayim ha-shabbos. If you did not mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in your Kiddush, you're not Yotze. Gzera Shava Avi Kegufei Torah. Afilu le'inin onesh k'ruvur b'perek k'ruv b'shas krisus peyam l'alek. V'kama Gufei Torah nilmad Gzera Shava. V'harif ha'arash heviyu memrezu sham. V'harambam kan eino mevi memrezu b'forash. Ach samach atzma v'mashem ibi kan halach ha'beiz nusach ha'kiddush v'muskar shav Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why don't we mention it during the day? So the answer is because I already mentioned it. And during the day, there's no inyan of just the whole Kiddush is just. It's no longer b'chnisasa. It's not an Indian. Now, if you had to choose one or the other, so the Chuvah Sered Ba says you should choose the first one because the b'chnisasa is you want to make kiddush. You want to wait till kiddush, but later you want to take chaparayim, karp diem, right? Okay. So let's take a look at the continuation of this, where it says the tefillah of Shabbos. Al pizeh ani tamam na'od al achronim ayin magen avram simin resha ayin aleph sifkat aleph shekosa. The tefillah Shabbos yotzei yidei kiddush ki al ayin hurak midivrei sofrim. If someone davened shachris but didn't have a chance to make kiddush, right? Now you're not supposed to eat before making kiddush. Right, he davened shachris, and then he ran out of shul, and he had an emergency, and it was in the winter time, and he got home at 5 o'clock. Shabbos is over. He never had a chance to eat or make kiddush the whole day. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, "This person was yotzei kiddush because he said brachat Hashem mekadesh Shabbos during the day. Big kiddush. Ki alhayayin who rak midivrei sofrim ayin sham b'dogam ravavam mefal pil le'inyan." Im noshin mitzmotzios anoshim o afilu lehefech, v'akir ishi spalal arvis de'en chayvam l'drabamim. Our question from before. Uvechlal harevus da'as harosh brachas peragimel ozu gimel de noshim enon bechlal harevus. Okay, so this is the rosh game made a chiddush that whenever you see another Jew who hasn't performed a mitzvah, you have a din to make sure that Jew performed a mitzvah, even if you have to do it yourself again. Called Kol Yisrael Erim Zebazeh, and hence, if you have a cloud called Hayotza Motzi. Even though you're already fulfilled, the best example of this is probably blowing shofar for someone, again, after you already heard shofar, you already blew shofar. So you're Yotze. You are certainly in a state of Ptur, right? If I blew shofar or I heard shofar already, how can I fulfill the shofar for someone else? That person is still chayav midoraisa, and I already fulfilled my shofar. I'm not chayav midoraisa. I'm in a state of ptur. I can go the rest of the day without hearing the shofar, and I'm fine. No, kol hayotza motzi. This halacha actually comes out of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Kol hayotza motzi. Why? Mitam, not mitam shlichus. Mitam arevus. Okay? Okay, so I become like responsible for you. Okay, here's the lomdus of the rush, is that as long as I know that you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah, I still have some kind of a chiyuv. That chiyuv is enough to make me be able to blow shofar. Of course, I can blow shofar for you. I know I can blow shofar for 100 people, but is there I have to have a pintala chiyuv to fulfill your chiyuv, right? That's how the rush presents it.
But what if the person's like a woman on shofar? It's not don't know what sense of chiyuv.
Yeah, so I call homer then. I mean, a woman blowing for someone else, you mean?
No. Well, either. If she hasn't heard shofar, but I've already heard it, how can I blow again? Why this?
Well, why are you asking about a woman? We're saying this about anybody.
No. A man would still have a chiyuv to hear. The woman doesn't have a chiyuv to hear shofar. I mean, deraisa to hear shofar.
Absolutely. So what's the
so why, how can the, he, how can you, if you already heard it, if you already blew and you heard it, how can it be motzi her? She doesn't have the same, she doesn't have a chiyuv.
Oh, so you want to say that because she doesn't have the chiyuv like you do. Yeah, but everybody agrees that there's a kiyum mitzvah for a woman to do a mitzvah sasesha man grama. Right? Everybody agrees that she is fulfilling, she's fulfilling some kind of a mitzvah, you know?
Well, okay, so I don't know if this ever happens, but if you already, we go and say, and you don't have somebody, does the shofar become mux at that point? And it's only permissible to use it after, for somebody who you need to be motzi?
No, as long as it had, no, you can really sharpen your question that, you know, outside of a kiyum mitzvah, the shofar is a flute. It's a trumpet. It's a musical instrument. If not for the gzeiras hakosav, how could we ever blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? It's yontif.
Havdalah. Let's say if you hear havdalah in shul, you go home and you make havdalah for your wife. Or kiddush, you do kiddush in shul, you go home and make kiddush for your family.
So that's an interesting thing, because when I hear Havdalah in Shul, I have a dafka turn away. I dafka don't want to be Yosef. Right? I don't want to.
You could be, and you could still make it at home.
Rabbi, that's all well and good, but what if I have in mind to be Motzi, everyone?
No, you must have that in mind, John, especially because right. You're the Mr. Havdalah man. But
thank you.
But you better have that in mind. But
right.
You can't make me.
I can't force you to
make yotzei against my will.
Right.
You can always undo a mitzvah yourself, which is what I alluded to before. When you hear Baruch Hu on a Friday night before you daven mincha, you can respond and say, "I am not a kabbal Shabbos with this."
Because the Rambam questions that, because how can you say you did it? And now, how can you say that you're not Yotze with having done it? Like with Shiras HaOmer, people say, well, they're not Yotze with this.
Yeah, it's just that you're right. Shiras HaOmer is a famous Lamedist to do just that. You say, okay, I'm worried that I may not count tonight, but I also want to hopefully count at a better time that I mocked it to count, which is, you know, after tzeis. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to count now without a bracha under its nine. If I remember later, so what I'm saying now is nonsense. Doesn't count. If I don't remember later, this will count. Even though I didn't make a bracha, because the bracha is not ma'akim. It's a big chiddush. And the poskim that say, since it's Yerushalmi from the Rabban, that you can do this kind of thing.
Big question.
Right? So, the question, yes? Do I have a question?
Yes. If you can blow shofar for the woman, what about the bracha?
So that's a big, also a chiddush, is that it's still a little different between mikra megillah and blowing shofar. But when it comes to the megillah, the woman should make the bracha, but a different bracha. Not on mikra megillah, but shmoa megillah. But they're different minhagim on that. But by the shofar, right, what's the bracha on shofar?
Lishma.
Asher kisham mitzvah savit zivonda, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. So when a man is blowing for a woman, she should make the bracha for that very reason. Reuven, is that your experience when you blow for women?
But what if she can't make the bracha?
All right, then, yeah, okay, I get it. But if she can't make the bracha, because she doesn't know how to say the words?
Well, book. Either she doesn't know how to say the words, or she's mute and she can't say the words, or she has a dental problem, or whatever. It's, you know, whatever.
You show it to her eyes, and she's also blind. Show it to her eyes and say, you know, say these words. Read these, say these words to yourself. You know, spell them out, transliterate them. B-A-R-U-C-H, you know, and tell her to read. That's the best.
But what if she can't speak?
No, you don't have to actually, you don't have to speak the words. You just read them and say them. Daven. She doesn't have to say them out loud. A brach on it, there's no brach on any mitzvah that's ma'akev. You know what I'm saying? We prefer that the person doing the mitzvah also says the bracha. If you're ma'afrosh's truma, whatever it is. But if it's not ma'akev, and it's a really b'dievet situation, so it's not a problem. Okay, all right, let's get back to our inyan, which is that the... it says that the reason why you can make kiddush for someone else is mitam arevus. The Rosh's klor is that when you're doing a mitzvah for someone else, you're missing something. That's the hook. That's the chalos of your chiyuv is in the fact that if you're standing next to someone, another Jew who didn't make kiddush, you have a pintel chiyuv because of that mitzvah.
But also, is a deficiency even your kiyum, your being yotzei.
Right. Yeah.
Now the Jew hasn't been yotzei.
Something missing in my fulfillment. That's an amazing, right. Amazing burden. Doesn't mean you have to go around, you know, walking the streets and people. Did you make kiddush? You're Jewish.
Right? Although I have been at invited to places where the Baal Bus, you know, at somebody's house. Mom must make kiddush for everybody who walked in. So he said to me, Jerry, why don't you make kiddush? I said, I'm waiting for my mother. He says, no, this is my house. I make kiddush for your mother. That was his sixth shot.
Okay. Gevaldik. Okay, now he asks, so why don't we say Yitzias Mitzrayim and Havdalah? Grada during Shabbos, it's not Chnisaso. But what about Yitziyaso? If we're makish Havdalah to Kiddush, like you said before, I think Howard, you said it.
Right.
So why not, you look at on page Kuf Mem Dalet, he says, L'chorah kivin di alfin and m'gzeri shavad itzarech haskaras Yitziyas Mitzrayim im kein la, from Zohar, im kein la sorvim degam Havdalah d'oraisa, like the Rambam, d'haveh b'chlal z'chira, lama lo tiknu lahazki Yitziyas Mitzrayim. So he says, "Ve'ashas hashas dilan lo kasha." It's not a kasha on the Talmud Bavli. The Eino Mucharach, the Havdalah Doraisa. Ayin Sham Barav Amagid Perchav Tes. All right, that's the Shagizari I said before. The Gam Afiluim Doraisa Nilmad Mipasukul Lahavdil. Ayin Sham Barav Amagid. It's at the end of Parshas Shmini Lahavdil Be'Latami and Nator that we have to make Havdalahs. Achla Rambam la Rav Machaber the Sefer Chinuch Dinira Desorvim Kedidorash Asifrei that it's Mamash Shadrasha Gemura to make Havdalah like Kiddush Im Kain Havi Bechlal Zechira V'Laman Nanaski Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, you better fix this quickly. He only has two or three lines left. V'Tzarach Lamar D'Mikol Makom Ikra Mitzvah D'Zochor B'Kiddush Hayom. V'lo yalfinun ela kiddush v'lo havdala. Mikom makom k'tzas tzarfinun. No, says
that. Well, Ikar kiddush is in yom?
B'kiddush hayom. Zohar b'kiddush hayom. Yeah, because it says Zohar is yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho.
Yeah, but we don't say Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Right. So we already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim once during Shabbos. I already refrained from mentioning it. So I'm not going to go back to mentioning it. All right, but that undoes his question. His question was, I don't care what you did during the day. If the Gemara in Pesachim made a hekesh between Zechira b'chnisaso and Zechira b'yitziyaso, why shouldn't they be similar? Okay? So he continues on this theme. With Kiddush b'yom, look at the Vav. Sovrim rova poskim d'havid rabbanon. Okay, almost everybody feels that the kiddush during the day fulfills a drabban. Af the nafka b'shas dilon p'sachim kufav amid aleph mikra mikomakom hu asmachta. Okay, it's like an asmachta d'oraisa. So herein lies a very interesting. It's sort of a, it's like a chamar gamal, because I alluded to this before when I said that, you know, tefilas arvis is rishus, right? The Marav doesn't have a corresponding carbon, right? Only the, you know, sorry Yaakov, but you know, when you were fleeing from your brother in Parshas Vayetze, you were potter and davening, right? We're running for your life. Now you, I know you, someone here argued some weeks back about Adarabi, he was beyond Sara. This is the Doraisa, Midoraisa to daven, right? But anyway, there's only Shacharis and Mincha has carbonos. Marav doesn't have a carbon. The Horaya, how do we know we paskin this way? There's no chazor v'shashatz in Marav. So how can I fulfill the Ikar Din of Brochat Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos in a tefillah which is itself gufa midrabanan? So the answer to this question I submit to you here is that that's why we say a quasi chazar sashatz on Friday night. Right? You know what I'm talking about? The me'ein magen avos, the me'ein zayin on Friday night. Right? In order but you know, the idea that tefillas arvis is rishus is actually a machlokes. It's machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Remember that was the machlokes that got Rabbi Gamliel kicked off of being the nasi. That's when he embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua for the third time, right? The Bechoros, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur thing, and
it's a very weak question, because what's the difference between rishus and us? I said Mekadesh HaShabbos, right? I said it. It. I don't have any specific words that I'm required to say to be Yotze Kiddush on Friday night. No. I just have to be Mekadesh HaShabbos. The fact that it's rishus, I said the words.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that if we see this in the opposite way, quite routinely, I think it'll be a bigger chiddush to extend it to Friday night, is that if someone forgot to say Atachon Antanu and doesn't have Havdalah ready, he just says the words. Just say the words. Hamad Makol Shechol, open a light. And make Havdalah on one when you have a chance. That's why the halacha says that if you're an Allah tzaddik, you say, oh, I forgot to say it. Don't even put it in Shema Koleinu. Right? After all, Atachon Antanu is in the middle 13 brachas. Why not say it in Shema Koleinu? The answer is, why would you want to? You're going to say it anyway afterwards in Havdalah. Right? So too, is it a similar chiddush to say that if someone, Nebuch is at Hatzolah call, I don't know, in the end, you know, and then he gets home at 2 a.m. after saving someone's life, and he's so exhausted, and he remembers, oh yeah, I didn't even daven Marav, and he gets it, I can't. So just let him say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and just plop down on the pillow. What do you think?
And he has said Kiddush over wine?
No.
He has to say one or the other.
Yeah, he got a call during Mariv. But then
he hasn't said it either through davening or
Mariv. Yeah, so maybe, what? Maybe how do you know? Maybe just say, this is what Jerry was just arguing. Maybe just say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and Shalom.
Why not? I would say yes. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Because they were mitakein, kiddush, etc. But the language and the bracha, etc.
In order to fulfill the Torah law of the Kadesh Shabbos Kedvarim. Yeah, we learn that Birchas Kohanim is in the middle of Tefillah. But if a Kohen can lift his hands at any time in Midoraisa, bless somebody. But in Tefillah, there has to be a Birchas Kohanim. But not all Birchas Kohanim has to be in Tefillah.
Right, so he would, I agree, he'd be, I would say, derisive.
Okay, so, Chaver, I think we will maybe call an evening here. Yeah, let's just close up with some questions. And what I want to start to do, and we're doing this for the 3 weeks, is, you know, I know we're only up to mitzvah 32, but do you feel comfortable spending more than a week on Shabbos? Right, because there's so much to do, just to, even on the Shamor side, besides the 39 Melachos, and at least knowing a little something about each of the 39 Melachos. But also, what I'd like to do is just give you a rundown of all the important terminologies. You know, what's the difference between Melach Lashin and Tzricha L'Gufa and a Psik Reisha? What's a Psik Reisha de Nichole, de Lo Nichole, de Lo Echpat Le? What are, you know, these phrases and these terminologies? I think I'd like to talk about the, you know, the difference between Takanos and Xeros and Mulakum and Muktza and Drabanan and, you know, all these phraseologies that come up, and then we'll be well primed to do the what the Chinuch covers in the 39 Melachos. Are you okay? All okay with that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Good. Like I say, my fastest hour of the week. Everybody have a great, great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.